Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's agreed to come back in the future. We've just got 5 minutes left with him. Nationally syndicated radio talk show host, Dr. Dean Adell, the top 15 or so talk shows in the country, most listened to. And he's with us for about 4 more minutes here, so I'm just going to rapid fire a few more comments at him. Dr. Dean, you know, I talked about Tuskegee. I talked about, you know, eugenics, the other things that have happened. There's no doubt the UN, if you don't know this, I can send it to you, has been caught adding different synthetic hormones to tetanus shots and sterilizing, and Planned Parenthood's in trouble for, yeah, let's give us money to get rid of the black people. I mean, all this is going on. That's why a lot of people don't trust the medical system. And you know, I mean, I'm sure you know, you're a medical doctor, prestigious university, that a lot of our modern sciences were dominated by eugenicists up until, you know, 30-something states had forced sterilization here. And that then they went underground with crypto-eugenics after World War II. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, of course, but I kind of don't think it's helpful to take our past mistakes and condemn the future. I agree with you. These things have been horrible black marks on the history of science, and like the horrible black. Listen, you can say America is a horrible, horrible country because of all the horrible things we did, and look at our mistakes, and go down all the bad things we've done internationally and with other countries, and in war and violence and blah 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 in our history. That doesn't mean we're not a great country. I think you got to be very, very careful when you raise these issues in terms of throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
But I'm not saying the whole country is bad. I'm saying these mad scientists who literally, I mean, that guy, Watson, at the Human Genome Project at Cold Springs Harbor, he was there when it was eugenics. I read books.
This guy's got terrible racist views.
It's all of them, though. I'm telling you.
So what? Now, what? Don't say all of them. Now, come on.
Okay, 95% of the captains of modern...
5%'s not all. You said all.
I'm saying the vast majority of the captains. Well, you know what? I mean, 50 years ago, almost everybody at the highest levels of science in this country, in England and Germany, was a raving racist. Everybody knows that.
Well, I'd say 50 years ago, most people were.
But
I
those
mean,
ideas...
I grew up in America. You know, I'm a child of World War II, and I would say we had and still have a problem with all this.
But I'm saying it's like autopilot. Their ideas, their systems of bioethics. I mean, you read the Wall Street Journal pieces about how people will be begging for food and water, and they exsanguinate them. I'm not talking about Terry Schiavo. I mean, you know about those cases.
Yes, of course. But listen, I don't know. You tell me what you think, and what profession do you think does not have its really bad apples? I'm not your talk show host. What do you want
Everything
to talk
does.
About?
I agree with you. But what I'm asking you, last question is this. Why have doctors stopped giving the Hippocratic Oath?
I don't know that they have, and I took it in medicine. The Hippocratic Oath was written 2,000 years ago, and if you read it, it talks about not taking money from slaves, and it's like totally, totally out of touch. We are a very highly screened group of professionals with bad apples, unethical, immoral people in it. But I'll bet you, if you took a survey of lawyers, politicians, businessmen, they would have a higher rate. They would have a higher rate. And we're humans. We're humans, you know, so it's important for the public to be aware of this so they can avoid these
Look, our medical practitioners are very professional. It's a very important priest guild. We all know what it is, with the little double snakes going up the tree and all the rest of it. And we worship our doctors. I understand that.
Wait a second. Go back. I don't understand that. We'll get off the pedestals and people get off their knees. No need to worship us. I think we'd be a lot healthier to not worship doctors, so I agree with you.
Well, will you come back on sometimes we can have further debates?
Anytime. This is fun.
Well, you've written a lot of books. I've been trying to make you plug them. I mean, what's some of the books? Come on, plug them for us.
I'm not a plugger. The first book is Eat, Drink, and Be Merry. I think that's a good one. And the most recent book is Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Healthiness.
Dr. Dean, I've got your email. I'm going to send you a bunch of stuff about what they're putting in the water. And if I send you proof that they're putting toxic waste in the water, will you?
Any information. I'm an information junkie. But beware, I will send you back information, and I'll ask you about it the next time we're together.
All right. Thanks for spending time with us.
All right.
All right. We'll be right back, folks.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I've got several mainstream news articles here in front of me where the big consortium of central banks have gotten together publicly saying, we must have these new global taxes. We must stop the global warming. We must save the earth. It must happen now. And then you go back to the IMF and World Bank documents. You go back to the Club of Rome documents. They state, In fact, on Monday, I was reading Richard N. Haass, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the big business roundtable group here in the U.S., saying it's a fake front. We need to say global warming is a unifying effect to organize the people around it, and that the real threat is humanity. This is their way of taxing and regulating and controlling your life. The entire solar system is heating up. When I had the heir to the Rothschild dynasty on during Live Earth last year, it's in my film Endgame, I said, well, why are Jupiter and Saturn and their moons heating up? And he said, because they're closer to the sun than the earth. And I said, no, they're not. And he said, yes, they are. And people emailed me and said that I was wrong and that the earth is further away from the sun than Jupiter and Saturn and Uranus. Folks, the public, literally, I mean, I'm not even smart, but the people that follow this stuff are like cult members. I mean, they just do not care. And so what they do is they want to tax inert gases like carbon dioxide that's life-giving and things like ozone But they don't ever want to stop coal plants in Texas burning mercury coal, very dirty coal. Oh, no, something that actually might hurt you, we're not going to do anything about. See, because the big corporations run all this. And we are honored to be joined by retired physics professor, 30-plus years at the University of Connecticut, and he's a top physicist. I was reading over his bio here. I've got one of the shorter bios here, but I'm not going to read the whole thing because we don't have time. He could tell you more about himself, but he has also published quite a few books, and a few of them pertain to the whole global warming hoax that we're facing and that we're here looking at. And so I am very honored to have Howard C. Hayden on with us. Thanks for coming on.
You're very welcome.
Let me just ask you, as a physics professor, is the Earth closer to the sun than Jupiter?
Absolutely. Jupiter is 5.2 times as far from the sun as the Earth is.
But maybe we're liars, you know? I mean, that's all these environmentalists do. They won't actually look into what we say. They just, you know, maybe they're right. Maybe it's closer.
Well, I think they just ought to look it up in any astronomy book that they can find. And, I mean, for gosh sakes, that's been known since hundreds of years. So what are they talking about?
Well, by the way, sir, I'm not even, you know, this sounds like satire, and a little bit of it is, but it's not real satire. You know, one-fifth of Americans in major studies can't find the U.S. on a map. 80% of high school graduates don't know who the vice president is. I think they're getting away with this hoax because the public literally is in la-la land.
Well, I think they are, and there are a couple things that are driving the hoax. One of them is that there are some scientists, and they are not, I repeat, not the majority, who are committed to the idea that global warming, A, is happening, and B, that we are responsible. There are some, and the media have turned it into quite a frenzy, but there is also a huge amount of money driving this scenario. For example, I saw a huge billboard at Times Square last week that was advertising gloom and doom. It showed London under ocean waves in 2092, and it showed, what the heck was it? Beijing under desert dunes in a matter of, 30, 40 years, something like that. And so I inquired what those billboards cost to run, and I don't have anything official on it yet, but it's somewhere around $700,000 a month. So where exactly is the money coming from that's advertising this? And my own presumption is, but I don't have any proof yet, but it's people who intend to cash in on the carbon credit trading. This was a scam that was started by Enron, and so Enron went under because of its own internal malice, let's call it. The scam lives on. So we have that going on, and there are people that stand to earn a tremendous amount of money by doing nothing more than buying and selling carbon credits.
Well, it's the carbon credits, it's cap and trade, but they're talking about regulators in your house for adding new windows or when you buy a home, social workers literally over all the farms and ranches. I mean, just a reign of government terror, basically communism, but run by the big corporations where they administer it all.
Well, take a look at that first word in cap and trade. It's cap. Now, what Supreme Soviet decides exactly how much CO2 you or I or some given company or some given corporation or some given country is allowed to emit? And therein lies, let's say, a lot of control, to put it mildly.
Well, I've seen two mainstream news articles this week where the big consortium of banks are coming out saying, save the Earth, we're all dead, give us this new global tax, and they now admit Now, we got the SPP documents from the Security Prosperity Partnership, and they said, well, they want a North American taxing grid. They want to tax each car. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer reported last week the government wants to put a transponder in every car and taxes. And if you complain, well, it's for the earth.
Yeah. Oh, and the children. Don't forget the children.
Exactly. It's for the children. Just from the perspective of the books you've written on this, as a physicist, in layman's terms, for people to understand, why is their claim of man-made global warming a hoax?
Well, it boils down to nothing more than a simple correlation, and that is that the Earth has been warming up and CO2 emissions have been going up, and people see that there is some kind of a link between the two. And indeed, you have to go back about a century ago, a guy named Arrhenius had figured out that additional CO2 would cause some heating of the Earth. Now, it turned out that all his numbers were wrong, but the principle remains that CO2 is a greenhouse gas, but it is a minor greenhouse gas that lies way behind water vapor, which lies way behind clouds. And furthermore, the thing that is not understood is that all of the carbon dioxide that goes into the atmosphere every year that is put up there by humans, because we burn coal, we burn oil, we burn natural gas, all that CO2 we put into the air is no more than about 3% of the CO2 that goes into the air. And the other 97% comes from totally natural sources.
Humans, plankton, animals?
Primarily the ocean. The warm ocean is an emitter of CO2. Cold oceans are an absorber. And historically, when the oceans have warmed up because of, let's say, orbital and solar effects, those have caused the Earth to warm up, the oceans have subsequently warmed up, and then the CO2 has followed suit and increased in the atmosphere.
Well, I mean, Al Gore in his film, Earth in the Balance, or An Inconvenient Truth, his book and the film, he shows the graph, but he lies and puts the CO2 in red underneath the green for the warming trend. But in all the studies from all the universities and different sciences and different divisions, it all shows the same data, that about 600 years after heating, you then get carbon dioxide increasing, not carbon dioxide goes up and then heat goes up. Is that a correct statement?
You are correct, but there was another time lag, and that is because the data that everybody refers to were taken at Vostok, which is in fairly deep inland in Antarctica, where it is really very cold, and they pulled up ice cores, but the data points in that graph were about 1,000 years apart. And it took later research to sort of correlate things deep in Antarctica with things nearer the shore where the snow piles up faster and you have higher resolution to determine that really the CO2 did come after the temperature changes. So that, let's say, 30, 40 years ago, it was quite reasonable to assume that possibly the CO2 might have come first, or that they changed simultaneously because you couldn't tell from the data. But newer data that is taken within the last 10 years really nail that down.
How do they get that? Is it a spectrometer, or how are they getting that data out of the ice?
Well, you drill a core, which people do in the ice. They do the same thing when they do mining. They
sure,
make a
sure. I understand pulling up the plug, but I mean, what tools are they using to like get that data?
Okay, well, the first thing they do is they take part of this long cylinder of ice and they slice it into a thin slice,
and they know how deep down this was, so they have some idea of the date. And then they put it into a vacuum system while it's still very
professor,
cold.
Professor, doctor, stay right there. We're going to come right back to you after this quick break. Thanks for joining us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutriMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
I was sitting in traffic listening to the radio. George Strait was singing Seashores of Old Mexico. It sounded so good.
Well, he's written quite a few books. One of them is A Primer on CO2 and Climate by Howard C. Hayden. This is a short segment. We're going to come back in the longer segment, finish up with him, and then take a few of your calls and recap some top stories, get to a few things I haven't covered yet. Look, I've studied history. I've studied the different climate changes. We know for 500 years they've been keeping pretty good records in places like England, really 300. But we know that the Earth's changing all the time. The solar system's changing all the time. The moons of Saturn and Jupiter that were ice are melting up until just a few months ago. Now the sun just cooled off, according to NASA and three other institutions that gauge its how much energy it's putting off. Can you elaborate on that and then get back into the ice core, sir?
Sure. Well, let's the thing, just to finish up about the ice cores, what they do is they just heat the ice core up, or a slice of the ice core up, and then they measure the gas that's in it, and they can tell how much CO2 is there. But, yeah, the sun has varied quite a bit over a period of time, and the Earth's climate has varied a whole lot. well, excuse me here just a minute here. The glaciers, for example, people talk about the fact that they're receding. Well, they have been receding quite steadily since about 1750, which is a long time before we started using fossil fuels.
But weren't they receding for the last 12,000 years since the end of the last ice age? I mean, there were glaciers into North Texas. I mean,
but yeah. Well, it's a long time. It's about 18,000 years ago when we were in the depths of the last ice age. But then we went through the Little Ice Age. In other words, things warmed up, and in the medieval warm period, which some people deny the existence of, things were really quite jolly. We had nice warm weather and so forth, and then they cooled off in the Little Ice Age, and that was basically coincident with the cooling of the sun, and now it's begun to warm up, and the Little Ice Age ended somewhere around 1750.
Now, you're one of the big experts on this, but I've interviewed literally probably 50 people on this subject. I've seen the great documentary they just put out in England, debunking.
Mm-hmm. Are we still there?
Wes? Okay, sir. Yeah, we are back here. We've been having... I'm in Texas, they're in Minnesota, and we're now able to get you back on. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, I'm in Texas, they're in Minnesota, and we're putting in new lines today, so I think that may have been what just happened. I'm trying to understand here, though. I mean, the science is so simple. How were they able to then engage in this hoax, and why did they decide to push this hoax?
I'm not too good on human motivations. I don't really understand human motivations, except some people are really driven by money. The thing that people are looking at is basically computer programs. They write computer programs, and they've actually got gloom and doom built into them. For example, there was a recent paper, and I can't give you the exact details on this thing, but it was published, and what it described was a positive feedback system whereby if we heated up the Earth a little bit by carbon dioxide, then that would kick in more water vapor into the air and heat up the Earth a whole lot more, and we're heading for hell in a handbasket and so forth. And so the one chap who is really quite up on this thing studied that, and he took part of their computer program and just threw some random numbers in, and it showed that their program was guaranteeing a positive feedback. There was something wrong with their computer program. So he wrote a paper and sent it to the journal that had published that particular article. And they sent it on to the author. And the good news is that the author said, "Oh, my gosh, you are right." So anyway, all of these scenarios about global warming are played out in people's computers, not in reality. That's the thing to be remembered.
Absolutely. absolutely stay there. And I saw in some of the reports they would enter into the computer that it was the CO2 that supposedly had this effect and not the sun. And there would be two different, you know, responses from what reality would have shown.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, aphthous foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Well, I appreciate our esteemed guest. He is a retired 30-plus year professor, University of Connecticut. He's written quite a few scholarly works on the environment, a primer on CO2 and climate, the solar fraud, and other publications. You can find out more by going to Amazon.com. His name is Howard C. Hayden. Professor Dr. Hayden, I kind of got caught short there on the break. The point I was trying to make was this, and I'm just reading the scholarly reports and seeing the news reports about it, so I'm a layman, so correct me, but say they'll have an ocean rising model, and then they won't even feed in all these other things like the sun and even major weather patterns. They'll just feed in a basic equation of what will happen if, you know, the CO2 is released, and then they have it already built in the computer that CO2 will supposedly have enough of a climate driver to heat things up to make the ice caps melt, and then we're going to be flooded. I mean, that's an oversimplification, or can you break down how they build these models to show these this disaster?
Well, one thing is they confuse the North Pole and the South Pole. The thing that,
the thing that determines conditions at the North Pole is primarily ocean currents. For example, there was a recent warming, and a whole lot of ice just left in the Arctic Sea, and then ocean currents changed, and right away it came back. It was the fastest rise known, but the records are short. It only goes back to 1979. South Pole, let me give you the ski report from the South Pole. Maybe you have some skiers down there in Texas. The ski report is 0.2 inches of new snow and 2 miles of base. And the highest temperature ever recorded down there is 7 degrees at the South Pole Research Station. The lowest temperature is 117 below. Now, the last I checked, the melting point of ice hasn't changed. And so just exactly how does one presume that the South Pole is going to melt? I mean, for heaven's sake.
Well, also, they do real base things, like they will show polar bears on an ice floe and say, oh, look, they're all going to drown. They don't have a habitat anymore. But just watching shows about polar bears and reading a few books to my kids over the years, I know that they'll swim 100 miles. They get out on those floes and hunt beluga and hunt seals. But the news said they can't swim. They're dead. Global warming did this. And I remember reading adventure books, history books, about people, you know, investigating the South and North Pole, the Strait of Magellan, you know, hundreds of years ago, and how there were always giant icebergs the size of cities breaking off. I mean, that's what they do. It rains. It puts more onto the glaciers. Then they go out to the sea and break off. But I guess polar bears can't swim, and glaciers have never had icebergs.
Yeah, right. Well, let me say something about the bears. They have survived actually very well. And, for example, the polar bears go back a long, long time, about 120,000 years ago or something like that. There was another interglacial, and it was a good deal warmer than it is today. And there was hardly any ice up anywhere around the North Pole, and the polar bears survived that perfectly well at that time. I don't understand why they wouldn't survive it now. And in fact, the polar bear populations are not decreasing. I think there is one, call it tribe of them, that's seen some decrease, but overall, the total polar bear population has been either holding steady or slightly increasing.
Yeah, I saw a press report that they're coming further south and that their numbers are higher. I think it said 25,000 or something.
Yeah, something like that. There's quite a number of them. And
it's this type of mindless hype. Now, since you really study what's happening with the sun, and I see so different, you know, all these different reports, but I remember 5-6 years ago seeing NASA reports about, look, we can see this moon's liquid sea of methane is melting due to the sun's increased output. Can you specifically get into the sun as a driver, or is it the main driver, and what we've seen in the solar system, and is the sun now cooling, according to your studies, as NASA says it is?
Yes, the sun is now cooling, and the past 60 years have shown the highest solar activity in the last 1,400 years. So, yes, the sun is now cooling. It has been warmer, and we can expect some cooling, but there's also some change in the ocean currents that's periodic, so that there is expected to be some cooling within the next decade or so. And temperature history also shows that during the, well, since January 2001, the temperature of the Earth has basically held almost flat. It's rising at a 50th of a degree Celsius per decade at the present time. Now, that's just a trend. You can't really predict from trends. I guess what I'm trying to say is that the previous predictions about the horrendous warming that people expected have not come to pass.
It seemed like they were trying to hedge their bet in that Day After Tomorrow propaganda film where they explained that global warming means instant freezing and the destruction of New York by ice. And so now they're falling back to that, saying, yes, it's the global warming. Now we're all going to freeze to death. I'm sure you've heard that newest thing.
Yeah, I have. the problem with that business is that when you predict everything, you predict nothing. You just write down a list of things that could happen. You know, that's not a prediction. And so it's just pure garbage. No reason to believe any of it.
You talked about the majority of real scientists don't agree with them. There's been a big controversy. They had 1,800 people sign on, as you know, I'm telling the audience, this UN document a year and a half ago, and now it's come out that a lot of them were just invited to the conference, never even signed on, but then saw their names. And then they cult-like say, there's no disagreement, it's 100%, all scientists agree, which kind of backfired on them because then they're coming out of the woodwork saying, I don't agree. I mean, again, this is bizarre. Can you speak to the real numbers?
Yeah, there were something like 2,500 people who attended the IPCC gathering in Maui. Now, understand what IPCC stands for. It's the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And as it turned out, there's only about 52 climate scientists among the whole lot. And they, among themselves, were, you know, in considerable disagreement about things. And I know of at least one who sued to have his name taken off that list of people that signed. But there's quite another thing that's gone on independently. There is a petition that was run out of Oregon, and there were 19,000 scientists who signed a statement saying that the global warming is certainly not proven and the science isn't up to it. You know, it's not time to panic. There's another petition that I only know about sort of through back channels that has something like 29,000 signatures on it where people disagree with the IPCC scenario.
And you notice that's never going to be in the news.
It'll never be in the news.
Well, what can we do to turn this around? I mean, people can get your book, give it to other physicists, give it to other climatologists. I mean, I'm a nobody when it comes to this, but I've read what all the experts are saying, and they're saying this is a fraud. Why does Al Gore think he's going to get away with this? I mean,
well, the interesting thing about Al Gore, he was invited to speak at a meeting in New York, which was climate skeptics. I was one of those skeptics, by the way, and he was invited to speak, and they said, "Name your price." And they know that his price is usually $200,000 per lecture. He gets big money out of this thing. And he refused to speak in front of this group. And they said, name your price. That he could have named, say, $1 million. And they would have paid it. But no, he doesn't know this stuff very well. And he knows that... any climate scientist on the planet can shoot him down because of his errors. But so he won't speak. But then there was a recent meeting of professional engineers up in Denver. This was the Colorado Professional Engineers, and they decided to have a forum on global warming, and they'd like to hear both sides of the issue. So they're right there in Denver near Boulder, where NOAA is headquartered, and NCAR, National Center for Atmospheric Air, is located, and so they said, okay, let's just find some of these people that NOAA and NCAR brag are part of this IPCC and have them give a talk. And one of them said that it wouldn't be an appropriate forum. Now, remind you, professional engineers are the elite of engineers. And all the rest of them that they asked found better things to do. I'm busy. I'm clipping my toenails that day or something. But nobody from there would show up to debate some kind of low-level people like myself.
And it wasn't going to be a debate. Well, they could just make a presentation and leave if they wanted to.
Well, sir, you said it. You realize that the big banks and the big money, and they're publicly behind it, and we have government documents, they want the global taxes, and they can't just come say, hey, you know, big government's good. People know it's not good now. They've pretty much woken up to that. And so they say, okay, it's to save you. If you don't do this, you're going to die. It's kind of like, well, the UN has said they don't want to have war now as a unifying threat. So now they want to have the outside threat of the climate, the environment. You know, the witch doctors 5,000 years ago would con their tribe into giving them, you know, special lifestyles and status because they could predict when a solar eclipse or lunar was going to happen. And really, it's the same thing now. It's like we're a bunch of ignorant savages, and they're just telling us, ooga booga, the sun won't come back. You're going to die unless you give me all the power. I mean, can it, from a sociological perspective, or really from a anthropology view, a doctor be looked at in that way?
Well, yeah, and I would add another example. Perhaps you've experienced this thing on your computer that you've logged on to some site on the web, and then all of a sudden something, some pop-up starts telling you that you've got some virus in your system or something, and you got to get some computer program to remove it. And then every time you turn around, you get this pop-up telling you you have to go get this stuff to get the junk out of your system. Well, this is what we call extortionware.
Yes. Yes.
The same thing is happening in the global warming scenario, that people are basically extorting through fear. You have to pay us.
Well, that's my final point, Doctor, and it's this. Now, I'm sure you've heard that government heads and others have called for our arrest. They're saying it's like Holocaust denial, that if you deny that there's global warming and that we need to fix it, that you need to be arrested because it's a crime against humanity.
Well, I haven't heard the arrest part, but I certainly have seen the silencing part.
Listen, you can Google that, and it's all over the British and German news, where they're saying that denying this is like denying the Holocaust and should be illegal.
Yeah, well, I look at it this way. Al Gore got the Nobel Prize. It's the Nobel Peace Prize, which puts him right up there with Yasser Arafat. And he refers to people like us as skeptics and deniers, and that puts us right down there with Galileo. Thank you.
Absolutely. It does move, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. Tell us about a couple of the books.
Well, I have a primer on CO2 and climate. It's available at valeslake.com, and it's available at Amazon also. Sales are running high on that, and I'll be coming out with a second edition pretty soon. And another one is called The Solar Fraud Second Edition. The subtitle is Why Solar Energy Won't Run the World.
Well, they're clearly going for broke now. I mean, they don't care that they've been shown to be frauds. This being one of the coldest winters in modern times, though, federal government even admitting that right now globally, they're going to have trouble spinning this gloom and doom when every one of their conferences keeps getting blizzarded out.
Yeah, well, actually, I look forward to having this whole thing quiet down and winding up with a bunch of unsold books, because the thing has gotten out of people's minds and they're just not excited about it anymore.
Well, I think we're starting to turn the corner. A lot of people who believed in it a year ago, when they saw the NFL pushing it and Bush even saying he was for it now, I think the massive corporate push, people went, wait a minute, something stinks.
Well, yeah, I think so, but you have to be eternally vigilant, because they're always out there, and they're after your pocketbook. So,
oh, no, I agree that the fight's hot and heavy. We're in the thick of the fight. I just think that now people are finally realizing it's a fraud. They're not stopping. Maybe that's why they're tripling and quadrupling. I mean, have you seen how they're just going wild? Do you think that's maybe they're getting desperate, or?
Well, I think so, but by the way, I have written a paper once that was published in Nuclear News, and it advised the nuclear industry not to take on this global warming as an argument for nuclear, because nuclear has plenty of its own merits, and they should not rest the strong case on weak arguments. And I don't know if that had any influence on the nuclear community, but I am happy to say that they have been fairly circumspect about this issue. They haven't joined that bandwagon.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us. He's Howard C. Hayden. A Primer on CO2 and Climate is his best-selling book right now. Thanks for spending time with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
You bet. There he goes. We're going to come back in the final segment. I know I said I'd take your calls. Who knows if I can. I got some final news. Bob Chapman was going to pop in, but we kind of double-booked some guests. The dollar is imploding right now. Before we go to break in the final segment, let me tell you about Enerfood. ENERfood.com. It is the best green food out there. The food is so debased. It has lost so much of its value, even if it's organic or non-GMO, because of the what they've been doing with the crops. High-quality green food. Go to InfoWars.com. Link through on that banner, the Inner Health Botanical banner, and you get 10% off. Order in bulk, an additional 20. ENERfood.com or 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Interfood.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Wait a minute. Look. This is the deal, folks. All these people that are paranoid about the world come and scream at me everywhere. All right, I'll answer. Right. Okay. Now, wait a minute. Now, you said you would go if I answered the question, right? You said you would go if I answered the question. You said you would go if I answered the question. You said you would go if I answered the question. All right, here's the answer. I happened to be in Europe then on my way to Russia. I was invited to go to Bilderberg by Vernon Jordan, a friend of mine, and a genuine hero of the civil rights movement. And to the best of my knowledge,
ladies and gentlemen,
not discussed by anybody.
Bill Clinton would never admit he went to Bilderberg and has lied about it in the past. There's We Are Change confronting him on that. Great job. 9/11 truth there as well. We Are Change confronted Larry Silverstein. It is an incredible confrontation. I just learned about it this morning. They're always on fire. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I meant to play that, but I don't think we're going to have time to play that today. We just ran out of time with all the guests and the info and your calls and the material that we covered here today. And we had Ron Paul on, of course. The show's about to end. If you missed Ron Paul at the first of the show, it's going to restart at Infowars.com. You can tune in, even if your AM and FM station has already aired the show. You can, whenever you want, go to Infowars.com. When the show ends, there are streams 21 hours a day until the next live show. But in this case, a Friday, it'll restream until Sunday when I'm back live 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ and syndicated on stations like KCAA in San Diego and KCXL in Kansas City and Florida, New York, Ohio, to all those affiliates that pick up the Sunday show and the weekday show. Thank you. But I do hope that you will join me this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We'll have big news on Monday. We've got Bob Chapman coming on and a lot of other important news as we watch the meltdown of the dollar. It's just amazing what's happening. With this Larry Silverstein clip, again, go to Infowars.com. Go to JonesReport.com. Aaron's written a story about it. I had meant to play it in the last segment. I thought we'd send it to the network, but they didn't have it. I guess you've got it now, but not time to play it, right? Yeah, okay. We'll find out the mystery of this. It doesn't matter. See it at Infowars.com. It's incredible. I want to get Luke on and the rest of the We Are Change guys Monday. They are just on fire. It's freaking the politicians out. Everywhere they go, they're being confronted. Everywhere they go, issues of 9/11, New World Order, open borders, gun control, land grabbing, corruption. It's coming out. We're on the march. The empire is on the run in a big, fat way. So, again, I'm asking you to spread the word about Infowars.com. I'm asking you to go there, join the free MySpace account system. There's a great community there. I want to grow. It's gotten pretty big. I want to grow even bigger. Post your own articles, your own videos, your own info there. Use it as a base of operations. That's Infowars.com and the Infowars Network. Free. Go join this weekend. Use it. Network. That's what I want it to be. Post comments in the stories. We've really updated and made InfoWars better. We're doing the same thing with Prison Planet right now. And in closing, another fine sponsor, Aloe Ease Body Cleanse, totally cleans out your entire system. And these are the type of sponsors that make this show possible, by the way. And I only bring you sponsors I believe in. And this high-quality herbal detox is amazing. It's documented. It totally flushes you out. Aloe vera is just an amazing plant. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. Aloe's Body Cleanse, 1-800-569-4056. And yes, that deal goes through this weekend, Ted said. Gold locked in at prices lower than they are right now at over 1,000. Lower at 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Folks, we're just seeing amazing things happen. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Now,